As we complete our series of shiurim on the mitzvah, on how to make the bracha, and how to make the mitzvah of the dalet minim and the bracha on the dalet minim, we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph. So first of all, the halacha is, and the Gemara teaches us this halacha in Masech the Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Amin Aleph, not to, if somebody takes the lulav lotzes boy, oimer baruch asher kedushonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu al natilas lulav. And the Gemara continues, v'afapi shabiruch alav yoyim rishon, even if you made a bracha on the dalet minim on the first day of Sukkot, choyzim avaruch kol shiva, you make another bracha on every one of the days of Yontif. The Levush already explains that the reason we make a bracha of al natilas lulav, and we don't make a bracha al kichas lulav, even though the word of the pasuk of lekachtam lechem, says the Levush, because the word lekicha means a kinyan. And that means, I would assume that if I just have bracha lekichas lulav, it would be adequate if I bought the aluminum and I didn't do anything else, I would be yoytz the mitzvah. And of course, that isn't the truth. You have to actually pick up the dalet minim, as we've been discussing in our shir. And since you have to actually pick up the dalet minim, you only yoytz the mitzvah that way. As we've learned in our Gemara, kol mitzvahs kulam v'varach aleim oivel siyason, and the halacha is you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But before you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, right? And as we also learned in our Gemara, it has to be made right before I do the mitzvah. And therefore, as we just learned, there are a number of options. And if we look into the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Hei, Yivarach Al Natilas Lulav, V'Shechiyonu Koydim Shir Tel Esrig, you make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav and the Shechiyonu before you take the Esrig, Kedei Shivarach Oivel Siyosan, Oy Shehapach Es Esrig At Shivarach, or hold it upside down. Furthermore, says the Ramah, V'Yivarach Me'umad, when you make this bracha, you should be standing, V'lo Yivarach Rak Pamachs B'yoyim, and you should only make the bracha once a day, even if you make the bracha many times. The Mishnah Berurah says, as we learned, you can't make the bracha before you have the dalet minim out. That would be a problem with oivel l'siyason. On the other hand, you can't make the bracha once they're in your hands, because mid'agve nafikbe. The question that the Paiskim discuss is, as we're picking up the dalet minim, what is the proper order in picking up the dalet minim? Do I pick up the esrog first? Do I pick up the lulav first? There's a very significant discussion in the achronim what should be done first. The Be'er Heitev here in Siman Tov Reish Nun Che Aleph Sif Katan Ches says, V'yagdim Natilas Esrig B'smol, you should pick up the Esrig with your left hand, V'akach Alulav B'yamin, and then pick up the Lulav with your right hand, G'shemenichoy, and when you put it down, Menich Alulav T'chilo V'akach Esrig, K'may B'tfilin. So the Be'er Heitev, and the Be'er Heitev here is quoting the Shlop and others, compare the dalet minim to the tefillin. And just like by tefillin, we know the pasuk says, "Ukshatem lois ayedecha v'ayul tatafes be'enecha." First, you put on the tefillin shayad, then put on the tefillin shorosh. And when it comes to taking off the tefillin, you take off the tefillin shorosh and then the tefillin shayad. So too, pick up the esrig and then the lulav. And when it comes to taking him off, put down the lulav first and then the esrig. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Shlah, and the Leil Yerabah. However, there are many achroinim, and Stei Chemed, and Marechas Dal Minim, Simin Gimel, Ois Yud Beis, brings down many poiskim that disagree. The Chaya Adam and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they hold that what you're supposed to do is first pick up the lulav and then the esrig. Since the bracha we recite is on a tulas lulav, so the lulav is considered more significant. So they hold you pick up the lulav first, but when it comes to putting down, they say you put down the esrig first and then the lulav. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this Magen Avraham, and the Paiskim say that everybody should follow whatever minig they have. Again, as we spoke earlier, if somebody picked up the Dalam Minim before Alois HaShachar and didn't put them down until after the Netzachama, Rav Saul Salanta, the Chassam Sofer, hold that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is, ulekachtem lachem, you have to pick up the Dalam Minim. However, many poskim disagree. We quoted the Netziv, that as long as you're holding them, you mekayim the mitzvah. As I said before, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring down this Eitzah of Tosfos of not having Kavona before you, to have Kavona that you don't want to be Yoitz the Mitzvah until after the Bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, that the Gra held that that was the best Eitzah, that is the base, that is the best Eitzah. Furthermore, the Paiskim also say, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah Berurah says, V'mshach levarach koidim lekicha, if somebody forgot to make a bracha before he took the Dalam Minim, mevarach achakach, he could make a bracha afterwards, the gam haninua humina mitzvah. The ninuim are considered part of the mitzvah. The Pais can discuss what does that mean. Because we know there are actually three times that we do nanuim. We do nanuim when we take the Dalam Minim, when we make the bracha. We do nanuim before, by Hallel. And we do nanuim by Hoshanis. So the Chaim Adam says, as long as you haven't said Hallel, you could still make a bracha. Because the Chai Adam says that taking the Dalam Minim during Hallel is certainly considered part of the mitzvah, and only when one completes that part of the mitzvah is it considered after the time of Ovel HaSiyosin. The Bikur Yaakov says that you could still do it even if you haven't said Hashanis yet. He says, as long as you haven't said Hashanis, Hashanis are considered an integral part of the mitzvah, and since Hashanis are an integral part of the mitzvah, you could still make the bracha. Dor HaShulchan, here in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, is even more lenient. And he holds that as long as you're going to be holding the Dalam Minim in the course of the day in your hand, that's considered that you haven't finished the mitzvah. What's his raya? His raya is, because we learned in our Gemara that the Anshi Yerushalayim used to walk around all day holding the lulav. So we see that you fulfill the mitzvah with holding the lulav the entire day. The reason that the Mishnah Berurah clearly and most Paiskim disagree with this Aruch HaShulchan is because our Gemara, because they say that even though the Gemara teaches us that they used to hold the lulav all day, that was not a way of fulfillment of the mitzvah. You don't fulfill the mitzvah only after, we don't fulfill the mitzvah only during the Nanuim. The mitzvah of this mitzvah is only the whole this that they held the lulav all day was only to show a chavivus to the mitzvah. And the way they show a chavivus was by walking around all day holding the lulav. But not in any way is that to be understood. Not in any way is that to be understood that it should be that the lulav, that the mitzvah is fulfilled all day long. Actually, this question, if the nanuim are considered part of the mitzvah or not, is really relevant to another very important shaila. The halacha is, as we just said before, kolam that the only yoitz the mitzvah, and this is a halacha here in this siman, in siman tof reish nun aleph sipes yitel haguda biyada yimonis v'shem l'malah v'kreim l'matah v'esr b'smolos. And the question that is discussed by the Shulchan Aruch and others is when you do that, you're supposed to hold the dalaminim in the direction they grow. Furthermore, the halacha is that we know that as we do the nanuim, we take the dalaminim in that direction that we're shaking. So the question that comes up is when we do the nanuim towards the bottom, do we turn them dalaminim downwards, or do we not turn the nanuim downward, the dalaminim downwards? And the Ramah says, "V'yesh medagdik shloy lahapach haluluf kshenana lamata." We shouldn't turn the lulav upside down when they do the nanuim towards the bottom. Why shouldn't we turn it upside down? So the quay we're learning now, it's very understandable, because the nanuim are an essential part of the mitzvah. Since the nanuim are an essential part of the mitzvah, the halacha is you can't hold the lulav upside down, because whenever you're doing the mitzvah, you're not supposed to hold the lulav upside down. And since you're not supposed to hold the lulav upside down when you're doing the mitzvah, and if the nanuim are part of the mitzvah, says the Ramah, don't turn the lulav upside down when you're doing that mitzvah. You're not properly fulfilling the mitzvah. Not only does this halacha apply regarding the bracha of Anatilas Lulav, but also regarding Shachiyanu, the halacha is that you should make the Shachiyanu before you actually fulfill the mitzvah. There are those that I saw that say that the minig that you're supposed to do is make the bracha of al natilas lulav, and only after you make the bracha of al natilas lulav on the first day, you're going to make a shachiyanu on the dalaminim. The shachiyanu you could do with the esrog already turned upside down. I saw that this is a mistake. The Paiskim say that the Shachiyanu travels together with the bracha of Natilas Lulav. And just like in Natilas Lulav, we have, as we've been discussing on our shir, what to do. So too is the same thing with the Shachiyanu. The esrog should only be turned back right side up after you make the Shachiyanu.